want to open up our Bibles and we want to find out what's in the Word. Paul said, I would not have you ignorant regarding spirituals, the function of spiritual things. When we come to church, we don't learn physical things. We don't learn mental things or emotional things. We don't learn intellectual things. We learn spiritual things. I had to learn how to tie my shoes. I had to learn how to cook. I had to learn a lot of physical things in my lifetime so I can operate physically, right? Sometimes here in Samoa, since we wear jandals so much, we never learn to tie shoes, huh? Never had a pair of shoes that you... No, everybody's got to learn to tie your shoes so you can function that way physically, huh? And I had to learn my ABCs and my 1-2-3s. I had to learn how to read and how to write so I can function intellectually. Everybody have to do that as well? You didn't just wake up one day as a five-year-old and start singing the ABCs and start quoting from poets of years ago, from Plato and Socrates, and you didn't just automatically receive an education. You had to be trained from ABCs 1-2-3 all the way up to algebra and scary math, history, science, language. All that was put into us so that we could function intellectually. Now, a lot of times people make this mistake with spiritual things that once you're born again, then you just automatically know how to function spiritually. Well, is that true physically? Once you're born, you just automatically know how to brush your teeth, you know how to walk, you know how to drive a car. No, everything that you know how to do right now physically, you were trained to do that, or you figured out how to do that so you can function in the physical realm. Everything that you learn how to do intellectually, read, write, spell, arithmetic, all these things, the reason you can do that is because someone trained you to do that. And when you went from year one all the way up to year 12, and then you went into university, and surely we don't just leave a child to themselves and think they're going to be a doctor someday. Is that magic? No, we train them. Oh, my child was just magically a lawyer. Never went to school one day. So it would be a mistake to think that spiritual things would be different, that we can just leave a person without any training, without any anointed word, without any solid interpretation of God's word, with no application of his word, and expect a born-again Christian to get up to the level that Jesus trained Peter to. That was not an accident. He was trained to function spiritually by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, God, when Jesus was raised from the dead, he gave apostles, prophets, he gave teachers, he gave pastors, he gave evangelists. He gave gifts on the earth for the perfecting of the saints, for the training of people so that they would come up to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So there's gifts on earth that train human beings, the body of Christ, the same way Jesus trained Peter in the 12 and the 70. He's training people today through the same gifts, the apostles, the prophets, pastors, the teachers, the evangelists. Praise the Lord. Did I miss any? Well, tonight, I hope you're hungry because the Lord has a lot to say. And it's you know how it is when you go to the buffet, the all-you-can-eat buffet? And here in Samoa, we don't get to go a lot unless you own like the... the Frankies or the... you don't get to go to the all-you-can-eat buffet a lot. So when you do go to the all-you-can-eat buffet, what happens? I've never seen such gigantic plates of food in my life. as I've seen here in Samoa, and I've been some places. But I repeat, I'll just add this. Sometimes we have guest ministers come in and they think they're going to lose weight while they're here. We just go, oh, no. You're going to gain at least 5 to 10 pounds while you're here. So we understand when we go to the all-you-can-eat buffet, we just load the plates. And some of them are this high, right? Depending on who you are. Mine is not that high. One time, Pastor Samoa and Alessi, great friends of ours at Peace Chapel, great church. We were there at their place, and there was a buffet, and I had a piece of chicken and some luau, some taro, palusami. He goes, I didn't know you ate Samoan food. I thought you just ate lettuce. He said, Lei, I'm a afakasi. I'm almost full-blood Samoa. I'm just waiting for the money to come in for my passport. Well, you understand, when we get the chance to eat all you can eat, no limit, we go for it. And I believe the Lord would offer you a buffet at that level tonight. That you could come out saying, can you help? Can you help me down the stairs? So full. Well, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for the gifts that you've placed on the earth. And we acknowledge you, Holy Spirit, as the teacher. Teach us, Lord, tonight to be able to function spiritually, to hear your voice showing us how to win in every circumstance in our life, and how to harvest, or how to put the sickle in and take what you've promised to us into the natural realm. Thank you, Lord. There's so many people in the Bible that are recorded, and it's recorded so you know that the way they operated with faith in God, with a relationship with God, with hearing God in their spirit, you can too. The same way God showed Moses how to win, he'll show you how to win in 2020. He's no respecter of persons. The same way he showed Joshua how to win all those thousands of years ago now. It was a physical battle. And God manifested physically. And we're seeing it. And we've got verses like, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Tribulation, persecution, peril, sword, up against an army. And you know what? God delivered them physically. God answered their prayers tangibly. No one died. Everyone was saved. They were completely more than conquerors. But you got to understand how that process worked. He showed them how to win his spirit to their spirit. And the same way he showed Moses, the same way he showed Joshua, the same way he showed David is the same way he'll show us today. Do you know, in those days, there were certain people that were chosen to be prophets, but they also called them seers. Now, a seer was someone that could see into the spirit. He could see or hear God speak or show them something. And by believing or acting on that, they could put the sickle in or harvest what God just said in the spirit, and it actually became a physical reality. Now, this is functioning spiritually. Do we have that picture of the tree that's bent over with the wind? When the unseen moves the seen. Now, Jesus said to Nicodemus, talking about how we're going to function when we're born again, born of the Spirit. It's like the wind. We're not going to function physically. We're going to function spiritually, but the spirit will move the physical. The spirit will move the physical. Now, I need a teacher for this. Are you believing God tonight? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The spirit can move the physical. By functioning spiritually, Moses was able to part the Red Sea with the help of God, God working with him. By functioning spiritually, Joshua was able to take city after city after city after city, take the promised land, 6 or 7 years, all those battles. By functioning spiritually, they were able to win physically. By functioning spiritually, David was able to redeem and get his wives and kids and all their stuff back, plus, 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 plus. By functioning spiritually, Jesus was able to command people to pick up their beds and walk, spit and make mud, tell them to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. By functioning spiritually, they were able to change things that were physical realities, because spirit can change physical. By faith, we saw from Hebrews chapter 11 that men and women were told by the Spirit certain things. They were promised things. They were given assignments. Do this. Build a ship. The end of flesh, the end of all flesh is at hand. Noah, build a ship and save the world. So by faith, what do you mean? According to what was spoken to him, by faith in what God just said, he built a ship. He also paid for it. Do you ever wonder where Noah got all that money to buy the ship? By faith, he raised the finances. All that wood, all that tar, all those nails, whatever they used. By faith, he believed God when God said, build a ship, the end of all flesh is at hand. By believing what God specifically said to him, he was able to physically save the whole human race. Now, a lot of people have questions about the story of Noah's Ark. I asked the Lord years ago, what in the world, why did it come to that place where that was supposed to happen? Or that had to happen, and that was the only way. Because I know God. God is merciful. And God gives people millions of chances. But I said, Lord, I know you. Your mercy endures forever. What in the world happened that that was the only choice and you had to go to Noah and say, build an ark? And you know what? He told me. It was real simple. I'm not going to tell you right now because it'll take 1 hour and 10 minutes. But he told me. And this is something that we're talking about. What eye has not seen, what ear has not heard, what hasn't entered into the heart of a man intellectually from the outside. God reveals things to us from the inside, his spirit to my spirit, even deep hidden secret things. They're freely given. Build a ship. So by faith, Noah built a ship. Praise me for a child. You're going to have a boy. Name him Isaac. You're 90 and 100 years old. Praise me. And by faith, Abraham, he put the sickle in. He harvested this child tangibly on earth. What was promised in the spirit became a physical reality by faith, by believing God. And it says that, you know how he did it? He just praised the Lord. He grew strong in faith, praising God. Do you know how Sarah put the sickle in? Same thing. She counted God faithful that he would do what he promised. So there are all these different ways. God told them things and he showed them how to harvest things into the physical realm. Now this sounds a lot like sower sows the word, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Throw down your rod on the ground and a stick can turn into a steak. Wouldn't that be awesome? Throw sticks on the ground and it turns into a big T-bone. Let's go out to the forest. Throw your rod down on the ground. By faith, Moses did that. Turned into a snake. Hold your rod out over the water. Now, these are specific directions that for them, it was putting the sickle in to harvest something into the physical realm. I want to save these people, Moses, and this is how I want you to harvest it. Command them to go forward and put your rod out over the water. And by faith, Moses did exactly what God told him to do. That's putting the sickle in. And God, by the Holy Spirit, manifested it in the physical realm. Speak to the rock, command the water to come out, and it manifested. Throw a tree into bitter water, and it became sweet. These were victory instructions. Without water, we're going to die. But there's water here, but if we drink it, it's poison, we're going to die. Throw this stick into it, and it will become sweet. So by faith, Moses threw a stick into the nasty water, and it became clean. He put the sickle in that way. God showed him how to harvest things from the spirit into the natural. Now, I hope that description doesn't make you go, what? But you understand, in this book, they didn't pray and nothing happened. They prayed, God answered. He showed them how to harvest things, physical things, by his spirit. And they became physical realities on the earth. So I don't want you to get uncomfortable as we talk about the things of the spirit. Because in every story that's great in the Old Testament, you're seeing the spirit move. And men obey the spirit. And put the sickle in, take the harvest in physically by obeying exactly what God told them to do. And it manifested physically. Walk around the city and shout. And it manifested the victory. Make me a cake first. The widow woman and her son. Make me a cake first. And then for 3.5 years, that was the great drought where the prophet prayed that it wouldn't rain, and it didn't. For 3.5 years, flour and oil manifested every day in their kitchen, or for as long as the next crop. You know, sometimes when all the banana trees blow down and the taro gets destroyed, it's a 6-month waiting period for the next harvest, right? Naturally. For 3.5 years, they would make cake. They would make a pancake. They would make a big cake. They would make a little cake. They would invite friends over and make cupcakes. Pancakey. Panacookie. Cakey cakey. They made lots of cakes. What's for breakfast? Cake. What's for lunch? Cake. What's for dinner? Cake. Big one? Yep, big one. This high. It manifested for 3.5 years. How did that prophet know? The Spirit of the Lord said, tell her, make a cake for you first. Honor God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Bring the pots, not a few. And as long as there was a pot, that oil flowed and flowed and flowed. It manifested. We're seeing the spirit moving the physical. You see, what we're seeing in these stories, it's not physically possible for these things to happen. When we function physically, we can only get what's physically possible. But when you function by faith spiritually, when you obey what God has told you to do, anything is possible. A barrel of oil, this little oil cruise, however big the pitcher was, bring a pot, fill the pot. Bring another pot, fill the pot. Bring another pot, fill the pot. Bring another pot, bring another pot, bring another pot, bring another pot. And I remember my teacher said, bring another pot. There's no more pots. What are you talking about? There's no more. Get pots, not a few. So would you go and borrow every pot from your neighbor? You go to the store and spend all your money on pots. And then they sold the oil and they were able to go free from the prison and being a slave. That is a spiritual transaction that manifested physically by people who know how to hear God say something. They can hear him when he speaks to their spirits, and they believe him. And they believe him to the point that they do or say what they just heard or saw on the inside. And when they do that, that's putting the sickle in. That's cutting the banana down. We'll call it a machete. That's putting the machete to the banana. That's bringing them in. Do you know the bananas don't just walk into your kitchen and go into your pot all by themselves? Ah, wouldn't that be great? Peel yourself, go into the pot. No, you have to take some things in physically. Spiritual realm, spiritual things, answers to prayer. Many times the Lord will show you how to take the answer here on earth. And it manifests physically. Fed the widow for 3 years, 3.5 years. Prayed and throw the stick into the water and the iron axe head floated. Dip in the river 7 times and you'll be healed from your leprosy. Stop the mouths of lions thrown into a cave full of hungry lions, very hungry lions, hungrier than Samoans. Stop the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of flames, waxed valiant in fight, slew a giant with one rock to the head. Water turned into wine. Trees died without words. Now, every good Samoan, especially a man, but us ladies know too, you guys know how to kill a tree, right? If I told you, go kill a tree. We killed some trees this week, huh, John? What'd we do it with? A machete, right? We killed the tree naturally. We used our physical force to kill the tree. But I know a man who functioned spiritually by faith and commanded a tree to die without even machete. And the next day as they walked into town, Peter said, oh, the tree which you cursed it is, it's dead. Yeah, because spirit, functioning spiritually, can change things physically. And we're seeing. Are you seeing it? Are you seeing it? Trees died with words. No man eat fruit of you hereafter forevermore. Now, I would never say that to a breadfruit tree. I would walk by and say, you can do it. Keep going. Do it for your country, as Pastor Arthur says. The village needs you. We're counting on you for Sunday. Trees died with words, not machete. You didn't take out a chainsaw or an axe or a machete. You spoke, and your words affected the physical realm. Water turned into wine. I think I said that one already. Thousands ate from a little boy's lunch. Humans walked on water. The laws of physics. Do you know the spirit realm can overrule any law of nature and cause human beings to walk on top of water? Like I said, it's not physically possible. Operating physically, you'll just get the laws of nature and what's physically possible. A lot of times the doctor will say to people, there's nothing else we can do physically. We've tried everything physically. We've done all the tests. We've done all the treatments. And there's nothing, there's no other physical option that we have. Well, when we operate physically, we're bound to physical laws. But when we operate spiritually, when God shows us how to win, which he constantly does in detail, so we can put the sickle in and cause it to manifest physically. I was reading, I just did a search where Jesus said all things are possible. He said that in almost every gospel. He said all things, with man it's not possible, but with God all things are possible. By functioning spiritually here on earth and knowing how that works, all things are possible. To the man that had the demoniac boy who said, Lord, if there's anything you could do, help us. He said, no, if you can function spiritually, all things are possible to those who believe. Oh, Lord, help my unbelief. And the man made a big adjustment. And what was impossible physically for this young child was made possible spiritually, by functioning spiritually, by knowing how that works. Thank you, Lord. A woman touched the Lord's clothes and she was healed. I don't think anybody saw when power and virtue went out of him. He sensed it went out of him. Nobody saw the transaction, but the woman immediately felt in her physical body that she was healed. You see, just the same way the wind can move a tree, the Spirit of God can move anything physical in your life that's in the way or not right or causing you pain or shouldn't be there. He can move any sickness. He can move any disease out of your body. He can recreate eyes. He can recreate limbs. The Spirit of God can do anything. He can part water. He can make walls sink. He can rescue your family. He can make a stick turn into a snake for the purpose of showing off to Pharaoh. The Spirit of God can heal a young man from 20 miles away. He can make a lame man walk who hasn't walked for 38 years. He can cause blind eyes to open that have never functioned one time physically. The Spirit of God, with him, all things are possible. But Paul said, I wouldn't have you ignorant regarding spiritual things and how these things operate. Storms can be calmed with words. I know sometimes people, different people, if you need rain, you do the rain dance, right? I just thought some of you needed to wake up a little bit. And then it rains. What about stopping the rain? Just backwards. Yah ha yah 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 yah. That's backwards. Hi yah hi yah. Yah ha yah ha yah ha. I'm sorry. Storms can be calmed with words. The deaf can hear. That's impossible. Physically, it is, yes. But all things are possible if you know how to function by faith in God spiritually. Tax money can be collected from a fish's mouth. An ear can be regenerated in the garden after it was cut off, even for a man that wasn't very nice. The shadow of Peter can heal the people in the streets that are sick. Aprons and cloths can heal the sick or cast out devils miles away. Aprons and cloths were brought from the body of Paul. And when they were laid on the sick or the demon-possessed, they were gloriously delivered. You can look down at your wrist and watch a tumor disappear right in front of your eyes. No scar. Tangible. I saw it. I watched it. God manifested himself to me from the Spirit, the promise of healing, to the physical. These things are a function of your human spirit being able to hear God's spirit when he talks to you. And we've gone through so much scripture, so much foundational scripture. If you haven't been with us since March, we've been talking about more than conquering. Since then, we're shifting gears just a little bit. My constant source. He's my constant source of victory. In Ephesians, we looked at Paul praying that we would have a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of our calling, of his calling. That when God talks to me, I would be able to hear him. Notice he didn't pray, God, could you talk louder? Could you manifest physically so that it'd be easier for us? No, for us to advance and to be trained and to grow spiritually so that when God does speak to you, you hear it. You hear it. You receive it. You understand it. He's coming in loud and clear, and you can receive that constant source of wisdom, counsel, victory. The same way he spoke to Moses is the same way he'll speak to us. Those people were seers back then. They saw things from God, and because they did, they knew the future. They knew the present. They knew the past. There was word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. They worked miracles. They prophesied. They operated in special faith. One or two back then. But today in the church, all of us will be able to see. All of us will be able to hear him. From the greatest to the least. We also saw from 1 John 5:4 that whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And we had no idea what that meant. What do you mean, whatsoever is born of God? Don't you mean whosoever? Well, yeah. But specifically, whatsoever is born of God. Born of God answers. Born of God counsel. Born of God direction. Born of God instructions on how to put the sickle in and harvest into the physical realm the thing that you're desiring in prayer. A born of God answer would be as simple as hold your rod out over the water, tell the people to move forward. This is the victory process that overcomes anything that would come up against you in the world. Born of God answers, direct access to God. We have victory by his spirit, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. By my spirit? Yeah, by his spirit, telling your spirit how to win, how to harvest it, how to bring it into the natural realm. You know, some years ago, I kind of busted my back up. And I know the general plan, the general promises of God for healing. So when I prayed and asked God for healing, I'm not trying to hear a yes because I know the answer already is yes. When it comes to the general promises of God, when you pray for healing, you don't say, Lord, do you want to heal me? Well, maybe some of you do, but you need to read your ticket. Remember the ticket story? Once upon a time, there was a man, he went from Ireland to New York, and he got a ticket, and he was on a ship, and he only had enough money for just the ticket, and he sat in his room and just ate bread and crackers and stale bread and water, and he heard the parties, he smelled the food, he wished he could go to the all-you-can-eat buffet. And he heard the parties, and he heard the plays, and the singing, and the dancing, and the movies. But he just sat in his room because he said, I only had enough for the ticket. Then when he got off the boat, the captain said, were you on the ship? He said, yes, I just had enough money for the ticket. I didn't have any extra money for the food and the music and the movies and all the entertainment and the dessert bar and all. I didn't have the money. He goes, show me your ticket. You didn't read your ticket. All the food and all the shows and all the dancing and all the drinks and all, it's all you can eat anytime you want to. It's all included in the price of the ticket. You're an idiot. No, oh, I'm sorry. You really sat in your room the whole, you really sat on earth the whole time and didn't know what was on your ticket? Some of you need to come to Rhema, huh? You find out what's on your ticket, and then you get what's on your ticket. Well, when you ask God for healing, that's a general promise in God's word. The word says all the promises in him are yes and amen. So when you say, Lord, I need healing, are you looking, trying to hear the answer? Yes. Is that what Moses said? Lord, what do we do here? Yes. Did Joshua say that to God about Jericho? Okay, Lord, how do you want me to take Jericho? Yes. How do you want me to take AI? Yes. Lord, you understand, some of the answers that you need, the answer already is yes. So what do you need? You need specific direction regarding the general promise in the written word on how to put the sickle in and cause it to manifest in the natural realm. So I was telling you this story. I broke my back. I blew my back out. And for about a year, I did not receive healing. And I was very surprised that I didn't, because usually if something's wrong with me, I go to the Father and I get what to do. And a lot of times he'll just say, just release. Now, I hope this doesn't freak you out. He'll say, just release the power of my spirit that's in your spirit. Just release my healing power into your physical body and receive your healing. He says that a lot of times. And within 10 minutes, I just functioned spiritually. That wasn't a physical transaction. And if you've never heard anything like that, just stay with me. We're not learning physical things. We're learning spiritual things. What do you mean release his spirit from your spirit into your physical body? Well, that's exactly what I mean. Now, the first time I heard that, I said, wait, what? Release your spirit from my spirit into my physical body? Yeah, that's a spiritual function. Remember the anointing or the power of God came out of Jesus into the woman with the issue of blood? Well, there was an exchange there. The power of God came from out of his spirit, and she received it with her spirit by faith, and it affected a cure in her physical body. It was a spiritual transaction that changed the physical reality in her body. So we're learning all about spiritual things here. And so I was so surprised that I had not received healing, because I received healing very quickly, very quickly, very quickly. And this was not manifesting physically. And it was bad. And I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, how come I'm not healed? He said a few things to me that is another story. But he said, go to the doctor. And that's not what I wanted to hear, because I've been healed supernaturally before with no scar. But remember, if you want the results, spiritual results that are going to move the physical, this time he said, go to the doctor. I said, Lord, you've healed me so many times before in other ways. Why do I have to go to the doctor? He said, go to the doctor. So by faith in what? According to what he spoke, I went to the doctor. I said, I don't want a scar, Lord. I went to the doctor. I got the world's smallest scar on my back, but now I can jump, I can dance, I can hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-ya. I can, but in that particular, that's the way he told me to put the sickle in to harvest the desired prayer request naturally. Now, again, I want you to notice this, and maybe this is the only thing you'll get tonight. So many times what you're praying for, the answer is already yes. Lord, we're believing for a child. Well, what do you need? Yes? Well, the answer is already yes. You're looking for specific direction or counsel regarding the general promise that you know it's already a yes. All of the promises in him because of Christ, they're already yes and amen. So be it. So what do I need? I need a victory instruction. The same way he gave Moses one. The same way he gave Abraham and Sarah one. And it can come as peace. It can come as go to the doctor. It can come as keep trying. It can come in a variety of ways. But this is operating spiritually. By faith in what he shows you to do on the inside. 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God. He's always leading us to triumph in Christ. He'll lead you how to win. He'll show you how to bring it into the natural. His spirit will reveal things to your spirit. This is the foundation of the word that we've laid. His spirit will reveal things to your spirit. Romans 8:5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. If I focus on the inside, if I look to God on the inside, he is a constant source of how to harvest things into this natural realm. We walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by seeing things specifically in our heart from God. He reveals to us how to take the bananas in, if you will. Where to put that machete in. Not by what we're seeing physically. We don't operate by what we see physically. We operate by what we're seeing and hearing spiritually. The just will live this way. We walk by faith, not by sight. The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord. Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water. But a man who understands spiritual principles will understand that the source of all my victories is on the inside of me. Specifics regarding the general, the written. God will show you exactly how to harvest things. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your understanding. Don't function intellectually. Don't function physically. If you function physically, you'll get physical results. Only what's possible physically. If you function spiritually, anything is possible with God. He is my constant source. So who's going to separate me from the love of Christ? You know, one way the Lord loves us is by showing us how to win every single time. Shall tribulation? No. Distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Well, how come I'm more than losing in every single category, Pastor? How come I'm losing every single battle? Because you need to learn how to function spiritually, to bring things in physically. Thank you, Lord. Nothing can separate you from the Holy Spirit showing you how to win here on earth. And the devil hates this. This hidden wisdom that Paul talks about, this his spirit showing our spirit how to win, the devil hates this because he knows once a human being is spirit-minded, spirit-focused, can hear God and knows it's God and believes God and steps out on what God says, he can't stop it physically because it's a move of the Holy Spirit. Mark 4, the sower sows the word. God will talk to our spirits. Some people are like hard ground. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. He is trying to show you how to win down here. Don't be the rocky ground either. He's trying to show you how to harvest an answer, that it becomes not just a thought in your heart, not just a dream that stays on the inside. It manifests in the physical realm. There's only one type of person that brought in physical, tangible harvest, and they're the ones that knew how to function spiritually. I'll tell you what, this Mark chapter 4, we've got Romans chapter 8, verses 14 and 16. I didn't say those either. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. His Spirit is constantly bearing witness with our spirit. I'm a spirit. That we are the sons of God. This chapter right here is Jesus teaching us how to be led by the Holy Spirit to bring things into the physical realm from God's Spirit. God shows us what he wants us to do. If my heart is the good ground, I will receive that. I will hear that. I will acknowledge that. I will pay attention to that. I will focus on that. I will believe that. I will do what I just heard or what I saw. I will hold my rod out over the water and tell the people to move forward, even if I look like an idiot. I will march around a city with no weapons and no force of power and shout and look like an idiot. Not by power, not by might, but by the sower sowing the word. The eyes of the Lord are searching to and fro throughout the whole earth to find human beings whose heart is perfect towards him. What do you mean? When he talks, they listen, they acknowledge, they believe, and they do. This is how we put the sickle in and harvest what is an instruction on the inside, hidden wisdom from God, and it can manifest physically. So these good ground people are the ones that Jesus talked about further along, just for the sake of time. Jesus said, and I'll say this because I want to stress it again and again. I'll come down here and visit you. Is that okay? He goes on to say, the kingdom of heaven is like this. And that's how we started. The kingdom of heaven is like this. The sower sows the word. And I always thought that was a preacher man. But it's not. It's God. It's God himself. God is going to talk to you. And the way you treat him when he talks to your spirit will determine if you will physically harvest what he just said. And there's a lot of people, Pastor Junior talked about, don't sear your conscience 2 weeks ago. That the word talks about people that have a seared conscience or a spirit that's so hard that God could be talking to you, but you're so hard-hearted that it's like he doesn't even exist. Pastor Junior used the example here in Samoa of how, you know, the people that never wear shoes ever, and they just walk on the hot ground, they walk on the rocks, they walk on the dirt, they walk everywhere, they can walk over glass, and their feet are so unsensitive. You could walk over glass. You could walk through the umu. You could... Oops, I stepped on the umu and I didn't even know. But their feet are so callous, their feet are so seared that all sense of touch, all sensitivity to feeling, it's gone. Now for me with my palangi feet, if I get out on the sidewalk, Pastor Junior too has palangi feet. You know, I think we all have palangi feet. Everybody's bottom of the feet are the same color. Did you know that? Because we're all related. And you can do that with your spirit. You can have a hard spirit that even though God is trying to be your constant source, he's trying to give you instructions on how to harvest answers into the natural, like he did in the Old Testament. And please don't think I'm crazy, because those people heard from God and they harvested miracles into the natural realm. The sun stood still. I mean, don't go, she's crazy. No, you're seeing it. It said just a few back then, but everybody, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men and young, they'll dream dreams. They'll function spiritually. There's a constant source. So I lost what I was thinking about. You can sear your conscience so that you can't even hear God when he speaks to you. And really, we've gone over this in the beginning of the year, that the first way that God will ever talk to you when you're born again, as Peter said, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of God's word. Desire God to speak to you at that entry level, the baby talk. What's the baby talk? Le'ai. Awa. Sasa. Don't do that. You just had a spiritual transaction. Your spirit just heard from God. Never talks to me. He talks to me all the time. He says, no, 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 no. But a lot of people will shut down the no. They'll override the no. They'll say, shut up to the no, no. And they'll get calloused to God speaking to them at that level. But then they want God to speak to them at a level of, okay, I've got a 911 emergency, and I need a paragraph of what to do now, like you gave Joshua a paragraph of how to win over Jericho. I need you to speak to me right now, Lord. I need to function spiritually right now. I need you to tell me what to do right now. Well, you got a problem, because you've been shutting your spirit off and telling your spirit, be quiet, and God's spirit within your spirit, no, not listening to you, not listening to you, not listening to you. And you can sear your conscience from being able to hear your victory instructions. Today, if you will hear his voice, whatever he says to you, do it. Whatever he says to you, do it right away. Lots of no's before you get to, you see that man over there at the gate called Beautiful? I want you to go tell him in Jesus' name, get up and walk. You know, if you can't obey the simple no's, then you're not going to graduate to the working of miracles. So, the specific regarding the general, the specific regarding the general, Mark chapter 4, there's one type of person that is able to take what God tells them in their heart and bring it to the place of harvest. Some 30, some 60-fold, some, say lao pasene, 100-fold return. That kind of lines up with the acceptable, the good, and the perfect will of God. Some harvest 30%. Some harvest 60%, still great. Some 100% harvest. Thank you, Lord. 100-fold return. Now, Jesus goes further, and he said, the kingdom of heaven is exactly like this. God will say something to you. If you hear it, believe it, and do it, you'll harvest it physically on the earth. It is that simple. And then he said to his disciples, if you don't understand this basic parable, you won't understand any other parable, any other principle about how the kingdom of God operates. It's all spiritual, but it will affect the physical. And then he went on to say the kingdom of God is like a man that sows a seed into the ground. And who's the man? It's not you, it's him. Oh, I thought I was the man. No, you're not the man. God's going to show you something. God's going to say something. It's going to land in your heart. It's going to land in your heart. And it will begin to produce. The same way dirt produces a plant that makes tomatoes, your heart will take what God just said to you, and it will either produce it unto physical harvest, or it will be hard ground, never happen, rocky ground, never happen, or the thorny ground, never happen. And he said that it's like a man that casts a seed to the earth, and he goes away, and it grows. He doesn't know how. But it will produce the blade, and then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. And when it's the full corn in the ear, he immediately puts in the sickle, for the harvest has come. He takes it from spirit to physical. Now, with Moses, I'm just going to paraphrase from Exodus chapter 14. We're almost done. I wish I could say a lot more. But Moses, Exodus 14, I've been studying a little bit more. They're there at the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army is chasing them. The people are screaming, oh, there weren't enough graves in Egypt? You brought us out here to die? There weren't enough cemeteries there for us to lay our bodies down? We liked it there. Yeah, you did not. You had the worst houses. You had the worst clothes. You had the worst breath. You had the worst food. You had the worst schools for your kids. You had the worst of everything. Yeah, we want to go back. God's trying to bring you into the promised land. So they're there, backed up to the Red Sea, and Moses does everything that we've been talking about. He looks inside. And he says to the people, behold, stand and see the salvation of God. Now, if you've seen the story of Moses with Charlton Heston, and he's there and he's kind of old now, and he says, stand, behold, and see the salvation of God. God's going to do something here. Just wait and see. God's going to do something here. And the Lord corrected him. He said, why are you crying to me like I'm going to do something? He said, tell the people to move forward and hold your rod out over the water. And when Moses obeyed that specific instruction regarding the general promise, what's the general promise? I've come down, I've heard my people's cry in Egypt, and I've come down to deliver them. And you're the deliverer, Moses. So that's the general promise. And he knows this isn't the end. We're not going to die here. So is he asking, Lord, do you want to save us right now? Yes or no? Yes or no? Just tell me yes or no. That's not the question. Moses already knows the answer is yes, I'm going to save you. I want to save you. But what's the question for us? How are we going to do this, Lord? How do you want this to manifest in the physical realm? How am I going to put the sickle in and harvest this miracle? How am I going to function spiritually by faith in what he says to me right now is going to determine whether I put the sickle in or we all die. And so God corrected him and said, Moses, tell the people to move forward. Why are you crying to me like I'm going to just manifest without you being part of this? which most Christians do. God, do something. Well, if you read the Bible, you'll see most every time God moves by telling you what to do to harvest the answer. Specific instructions in line with the general promise. To put the sickle in this way. Win this way. Tell the people to move forward. Hold your rod out over the water. That's how Moses harvested this miracle. And the word says, now you can go read it tonight, Exodus 14, if you don't have anything else to do, that when Moses told the people to move forward and put his rod out over the water, it said the Holy Spirit moved. So the Spirit moved the physical when Moses obeyed the instructions that God gave him on the inside. That is the basic principle that every Christian needs to know. The sower will sow the word. You'll cry out to him, I need help. Okay, do this. Go to the doctor. Okay, made the appointment. What am I doing? I'm putting the sickle in. I'm doing exactly what he said. And it's going to manifest physically in my life. Now, Jesus did this, and I'm skipping way ahead to where I want to get you, where God wants to get you. God wants to get you to the place where you're able to conduct these transactions for your own personal life. You know, it's got to happen in your personal life before you're going to go into the fields. So here it is again, Mark chapter 4. We're almost done. The kingdom of heaven is exactly like this. God will throw an instruction onto your heart, into your spirit. And depending on the quality of your spirit, that seed, what he just said, will begin to grow in your heart. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. And then as soon as it's the full corn in the ear, what's that? Full faith. I know that's him. I just heard that loud and clear. I'm going to go do that right now. Puts the sickle in. You do exactly what God told you to do. I know a person named Jesus who, when God told him to do something and the seed of God's word hit his spirit, that seed went from blade to ear to full corn in the ear in seconds, not weeks, months, years. And he was able to, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And he was able to conduct spiritual assignments, spiritual transactions. God would tell him to do something. He would hear it. He would believe it. And his heart would grow that so quickly that, shoom, he just took it in. Now, God's trying to get you to the place in your own personal life, but also in ministry, to the place where you're spiritually mature enough that when you've got a peril or a storm or a 911 emergency, that you're at a place that when he tells you what to do, you immediately hear it in your heart because you're developed, you're strong, you're focused spiritually, you're looking that way, you're always looking on the inside, you're paying attention, you're acknowledging him. You know there's a counselor in there. In your heart, there's wisdom that's like a deep, deep ocean that doesn't have any bounds. The answers are there. You're paying. He wants to get you to the place where he can say, tell that man to pick up his bed and walk now. Now, a lot of us with where we're at in our training, and even me, you got to be at the place where his voice on the inside is more real to you than a physical voice coming from the outside. When you want to be, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. The people that can operate supernaturally in working of miracles, special faith, gifts, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. People are so untrained spiritually that even if God did say something to you, you wouldn't believe it was him. Say that again, Lord. It'd take you 3 years to, is that you, Lord? Was that really you? Was that you or was that me? Was that you? Because there's coming a time, and it's here, and it's now, that the body of Christ must rise up to fluent communication with the Spirit of God to bring in this final harvest. The same way Jesus brought it in. Jesus loved the Father. And he said this, the Father shows me what to do. I don't operate independently. He tells me or shows me what to do, and then I do it. If my Father works, I work. If my Father tells me to tell someone pick up their bed and walk, I put the sickle in. I do it, and it manifests physically. If my Father tells me to tell a woman she's loosed from her infirmity, I know it's him. I love the Father. I do exactly what I see. And here on the inside, I put the sickle in, I function spiritually, and it manifests physically. How come we don't see miracles today, Pastor? Because this is exactly how it happens. You have to get to the place, and we're there, we're getting there. God is bringing us there. God is grooming us. God is training us. God is getting us to the place where we're winning our own battles, so now we can go out and help other people win battles. People that have never heard the name of the Lord. People that don't even know that he exists. That will be walking through town one day and say, see that woman right there? Tell her to pick up her bed and walk. And you'll hear his voice so clear. It's more real. I'm going to say it. More real than a physical voice, that sure. And faith will go from blade to ear to full corn in the ear. And then what? You do what you just saw in your heart. And you put the sickle in. What's putting the sickle in? Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Stand upright on your feet. Would you like to operate this way? Would you like to be the Bible instead of just reading the Bible? Thank you, Lord. Why don't you stand with me? We'll pick up here next week. Praise and worship team can come. I saw it in my heart for the praise and worship team just to minister to you in song. And that the Lord would move. The Lord would move. The harvest is great. God needs people that can bring the bananas in with a machete. And we function spiritually to bring things in physically that are physically impossible. With man, not everything is possible. But with God, by functioning spiritually, he can move the physical. But he needs people that know how to do this. And I'll say this. I am not a weirdo. I don't believe in misuses and abuses of the things of the Spirit. I believe in the Word of God. And I believe in the real manifestation of the Holy Spirit as outlined in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Lists all 9 manifestations. I don't believe in training people that are off and weird and make things up. I'm not talking about making things up. I'm talking about being spiritually developed at a place where you really hear the Spirit of God. And when you do what he says, it manifests physically. Now, there's a lot of people and there's abuses and misuses in this area. And people will just try stuff and say it's God, and nothing happens. If nothing happens, it was not the Lord. Because if God tells you to put the sickle in, and you believe and put it in, he will manifest physically. And we're training strong, stable men and women who know the Word of God. They don't abuse. They don't operate from their intellect, but they know the Spirit of God. You're a person that God can say, go out into my field and bring the harvest in. If I was to tell you to go and bring the bananas in from my plantation, I would want you to bring them in the same way I bring them in. If I told you to bring the bananas in, you come back with one banana, it's all smashed. I'll say, what happened? Bananas come in bunches. Bring the harvest in. Jesus brought the harvest in with signs, wonders, miracles, prophecies, knowing the future, knowing things about people's past or present. He functioned spiritually, and it caused a great move physically. But you understand, it was God working with him and through him, the Spirit moving the physical. That's where I'm so happy, because that's where he's taking us. And we're not going to be weird, and we're not going to be off, and we're going to be totally scriptural, and we're going to see some of the best trained Christians here in Samoa. And we're going to take this all over, not just Samoa and the South Pacific, but we'll take this all over the world. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, praise and worship team. I'm going to stand by you guys.
Stand on every promise. We're not afraid. Our faith goes before us. When we believe, we're gonna see the supernatural.
We're gonna see what we're praying for. Promises, we're gonna see the impossible. We release the supernatural, stronger than we've ever been. We are standing on his promises.
As we break the chains that abound us, oh yes, it's true, we can do the impossible. Now we stand with keys of the kingdom to declare the day of our freedom. When we believe, we're gonna see the supernatural.
Thank you, Lord, you're helping us.
We're gonna see what we're praying for. We believe every single word. We release the supernatural, stronger than we've ever been. We are standing on His promises.
We are standing, promises of Christ our Savior. We are standing, standing, standing on the promises of Christ our Savior. Than we've ever been. We are standing on His promises.
Thank you. If you're here tonight and you've never accepted the Lord as your Savior, pray this prayer with me. Say, Father God, thank you for sending Jesus to die for my sin. I accept Him as my Lord and as my Savior. Come into my heart, Lord. Cleanse me from my sin and train me to come up to the highest place possible on earth for your glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Well, it's a good atmosphere with the presence of the Lord. Receive your healing tonight. How do I do that, Pastor? Well, Christians should know how to release the power of God. It's in you. He's in you. Release God's Spirit through your spirit into your physical body. Focus on the inside. Just say, Father, I release your power into my physical body right now. And I receive a healing. And I receive a cure. That's how we maintain our own healings. Every day, healing is the children's bread. Thank you, Lord. But we also lay hands on the sick, and they recover. And we can lay hands on them, and the power of God from our spirit on the inside of us goes into their spirit and affects a healing and a cure physically. Spiritual transactions that change the physical. So get good at being a Christian. Thank you so much for coming tonight. We could have said so much more tonight. And I understand when I say the general word of God, we're talking about the written word. This is forever settled right here. We believe all these promises. And we'll go further next week into this. We'll talk a little bit more in detail. And I believe all of you here, and it's so simple. We're not talking about stuff that we can't understand, but the Lord's going to train us for miracles. He's going to train us for the harvest. And it's just training us to function spiritually and give him all the glory and the honor. Well, praise God. I'll hand it over to Pastor Jenny. She's got some announcements. And then